Hey, it's Ducey, and today we're talking about progress. Let's get into it. The definition of progress is to move forward or to move onward towards a destination. Now, my definition is also, I believe, very similar to the original definition of the word progress, because we should always be moving forward to better ourselves. We should always be moving forward towards more life and more love. Progress is something that we all have in life, something that we all have in common. We all should be moving forward to bettering ourselves, to learning and feeling new experiences or achieving new goals. Progress is a big part of the society that we live in, and just as humans in general. Whether this progress may be physically or mentally or spiritually, it is still progress. Progress will always be progress, no matter how big or no matter how small. The opposite of progress is regression. Now, in the process of progress, you know, we might fall back and we might take a step backwards, or we might fall, we might fail, and this is normal. A lot of people aren't used to these things, or they're not comfortable with failing. Now, regression, it is okay to sometimes fall. It is okay to sometimes fail. It is okay to take a step back. As long as you take one step back, you must take 10 steps forward. It is really frowned upon, you know, to fail, or, you know, that's why a lot of people don't really try new things, or they're scared to get out of their comfort zone, because that fear of failing, that fear of the unknown, that unknown feeling of them losing. Being afraid of this feeling, running away from this feeling, it is a big influence in regression. To be scared to fail, to be scared of that unknown, what it might do to you, or what it might feel like, that is what is so powerful about regression. But the thing that you have to know about progress is that not every moment will feel comfortable. You should not know the feeling, or you should not know every feeling of moving forward. You should always be having new feelings in your journey of progress. A big thing that I'm trying to learn and teach myself is to not be scared of this unknown, to not let this fear of the unknown limit me. There are things out there that I do not know about. There are things out there that I have never felt before, I have never seen. There's a lot of things out there that we don't know about. But to limit yourself because you are scared of what's out there is only hurting you, and you will only keep on taking steps backwards. Always moving forward is not always the most comfortable option. But in the long run, when you look back at it, you will be so happy that you decided to keep on pushing forward. You'll be so much happier that you tried something new. A big thing in today's society is that everyone wants to make it, or everybody wants to become famous, or wants to achieve their goals within little amount of time. And something that we should know is that progress takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of time to perfect your craft. It takes a lot of time to experiment, try these new things, and learn. It takes a lot of time to gain experience and knowledge of not only about yourself, but about the world. Progress is not a overnight experience. Now, you might have some moments in your journey of progress where you're taking big steps. Every single step might be small or might be big. Whatever it might be, you can't really compare the two. To understand that you're moving forward, to understand that you're learning and growing is special. Like I've said before in plenty of videos, you have to live with awareness. You have to live with not only awareness about yourself, but about where you're going. To complete yourself, to find yourself, to make yourself whole is going to take time. And that X amount of time might be plenty of years, might be a couple months. It's, you can't really measure that time. All you have to do is live with awareness and understand that you're growing. You have to take care of yourself and you have to love yourself while you're going through this progress. Because times will get dark, life will get hard. Life is not always going to be easy. It is not always going to be fair. But to continue to push forward is what will separate you from most people, or most, or I guess I you should say the average. To keep on pushing forward and to keep on growing, it is a very, very hard journey. It's a very hard experience, not only on the body, but on the mind and on the soul. There might be times in your journey of progress where you just have to take what they call a leap of faith. There might be times where you feel like you're moving so fast and you're gaining so much runway so fast. And that's okay, but as long as you, like I said, have awareness, sometimes it's really necessary to take a step back and breathe, or to, you know, sit down and just take a moment to collect yourself. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing to move forward too fast, but it can take a toll on your mind. It can take a toll on your body. It can take a toll on your spirit. It's really hard to take in progress when you're moving so fast. On your journey of progress, you should really enjoy it. You should really enjoy yourself and enjoy the good times or the hard times. And I know that it's easier said than done, but once you get over those hard times, once you start moving forward at different paces, this experience, these experiences give you more knowledge about your goal or your purpose or simply just yourself or the world. To move forward at different paces, whether it's fast or slow, both are fine. Just as long as you know where you're going, and as long as you know your purpose. That's really, you know, it's hard to say that and it's hard to do. But to have this self-knowledge and to have knowledge of these experiences really can take you a long way. Not only can you help yourself, but you can also help others. You can also help the world, the people that need knowledge about these experiences or their progress. Progress is, or it should be, always personal. You should always be willing to grow and to learn for yourself, to benefit yourself, to make yourself whole. You shouldn't be trying to do all these things or become somebody for somebody else. Or you shouldn't compare your progress to somebody else. Whether it's your idol or family or siblings or friends, your progress is simply meant for you. Now, it's easy to, you know, begin to compare your progress, to compare where you're at in life to other people. Especially with the society that we live in today, you know, a lot of people have Instagram, a lot of people have Snapchat, a lot of people have Facebook, and they're seeing these people live these happy lives or these wonderful lives, and that we begin to subconsciously compare ourselves to these people. And the sad thing is that some of us don't really know that we're doing this. It's really easy to compare yourself to somebody else or to say, man, if I had what they had, I could be here or I could be there. Or if I was put in their situation, I could do this and that. It's really easy to point the finger at other people's situations and say what you could do with it. It is so much harder to point the finger at yourself and deal with the situation that you have or the life that you have. It's much harder to choose this path of self-realization and self-truth. But the people that are capable of doing that and are capable of continuing to push forward with their dream or with their life, with their goals, whatever it may be, those are the people that separate themselves from the people that are always pointing fingers at somebody else, or from the people that are always comparing themselves to somebody else. It is very easy to become satisfied in this feeling of pointing the finger at other people or comparing yourself to other people. It is a very easy habit, but it is also a very bad habit if you do not have awareness of these things. That is, a lot of people do find satisfaction in comparing themselves to others, whether it's their accolades or their dreams or their achievements. And you can really get lost in this. That's why we see a lot of people having these debates and these arguments about these type of things. And truly, to me, I don't believe that matters. We should all be living life for ourselves. I mean, now, if you have a family or a loved one, that also can change the situation, but you should also still be living for yourself, but just looking out for them and loving them on your journey. When I say look out for yourself, I'm not saying being selfish or being self-centered. I'm just saying that to help others, to help other people understand themselves and gain more knowledge and wisdom on these experiences in life, it's so much easier to do that while being whole than to be trying to give out this advice and these experiences while still picking up your own pieces. A big tool in your journey of progress is your perception of it. Whether this is a positive outlook or a negative outlook, it really depends on you. But I say it is a tool because if you look at things with a negative outlook or a negative view on these things, you might begin to attract or begin to manifest negative things on this journey or your progress. And I say these things because it's so easy to see as, man, my life is so hard, or man, this decision is so tough, or man, I really can't get over this, or I really can't do this, I'm really just feel like giving up. It's, you know, it's so easy to give up on yourself or give up on your dreams or your goals. But like I said, it's so much harder to push forward and to visionize your greatness or your dream. Now, it is also easy to begin to create ideas or begin to form a dream and to not execute. Taking that step forward is always going to be the hard part. It is always going to be hard to execute than visionize these things or have a certain idea of what it may look like. And that is also, you know, a big problem that we have in today's society is that, and especially not just in the society like with social media or the news and stuff like this, it's also with our education system. We are programmed to see what success looks like. They put this image of what success looks like on our brain so that we don't really know what our true dream is or what our true goals are. We are really, like I said, it's really like programming these ideas or these goals or these dreams. Like I said, it's very easy to get lost in this. It's some people go their whole life living this way and they don't even know. Your perception of yourself, of your dream, of your goal, whatever it may be, is very powerful. Don't underestimate yourself by thinking that the way you view things can't change your outcome, or the way you view things can't change yourself. Your perception is one of the biggest tools in not only progress, but just in life in general. It is really easy to view yourself as moving forward slowly than view yourself as not moving at all. And now I say this is because it's so easy to blame other things or other people for your situation than it is to blame yourself. Because that really has to make you look at yourself differently. It really has to make you begin to choose this path of self-realization. And it's not really a comfortable path. It truly isn't. To begin to understand yourself and understand why you do things or why you act a certain way, and to try to fix yourself and pick up these pieces, it is extremely hard. But to not do it is to stay in the same spot for the rest of your life. And me personally, that doesn't sound like a life. That doesn't sound like the reason why we were put on this planet. You know, it's real easy to think that you're moving forward in life with all of these distractions and false ideas or false dreams. You know, it's really easy to get caught up in those things or your emotions or your situations or the people that you're dealing with. It's so easy to just get lost in all of this. But like I said, it's really hard to have awareness about these things, to choose the truth. It's really hard to just face the truth about these things, and it's hard to accept the truth. It's because we are, like I said, we're scared of the unknown. We're scared of the truth, and we're not willing to accept these things because of the life that we currently know. Now, people will always have something to say about your progress. People will always have some form of judgment about your journey or about your progress. And I want you to understand that whatever type of progress it is, little or small, they are both extremely valuable. Small progress and big progress are both, like I said, valuable. We really need to understand that when we are going through this journey, because a lot of us can begin to get down on ourselves, or we will begin to criticize ourselves, or we will begin to become very hard on ourselves because of what people might say about our progress or what we might feel about our progress. Big or small progress is still progress, as long as it's forward. And like I said before, it's okay to take a step back. It's okay to fall. But to not get caught up in comparing the two, to not get caught up in these achievements, these titles, or these accolades, it's hard, because that's really what we've been living these past couple generations, or since time has begun. You know, it's really easy to get caught up in these titles, these things that might feed your pride, or these things that might feed your ego. But like I said, not many choose the path of self-realization. Not many choose this path of awakening the mind or elevating their consciousness so that they are aware of these things. So a lot of us live our whole life like this. As a child, you know, it's easy to, you know, blame your parents or blame your caretaker for your view on the world or who you are as a person. But once we get to, you know, a certain age, once we get to a state in our life where we have more awareness about our problems or our trauma or our fear or simply just ourselves, once we get to this point, your progress is simply up to you. And, you know, it, like I said, it's easy to blame people. It's easy to blame why you're like this, or why you're a certain way, why you think a certain way, or why you act a certain way. But at the end of the day, you still have your own willpower. Every decision you make is yours. Every decision that you choose is your own decision. I mean, and yeah, you know, as a parent or as a caretaker, we have to understand that our children's minds are very moldable, or very, manipulate. Yeah. They are very easy to manipulate. So, as we get older and as we start to look back on our lives, you know, pointing the fingers is a habit, or it might be a bad habit for some that, you know, pops up. But at the end of the day, you are responsible for your decisions, your progress. Like I said, your progress is, or should be, personal. It should be to develop yourself, to know yourself, and to love yourself and understand yourself throughout this journey. Nobody else is responsible for your progress, especially when you get older. Maybe as a kid, yes, I completely agree with that. But as we get older, a lot of us have to, like I said, we have to face this truth. And it's a hard truth to face. And it's a very hurtful truth to face. But it is still the truth, sadly. Whether you like it or not, the truth will always be the truth. Now it's simply up to you to accept it or to run away from it. I've said in a past video that the comfort zone is where dreams go to die. Stepping out of this comfort zone is it could be a weird experience, it could be a sad experience, it could be a hurtful experience. But to have knowledge of what is outside the comfort zone, what is outside of yourself, to have this knowledge of these things will make you that much more powerful and that much more, I should say, a beautiful being. To have knowledge of these experiences, you know, we have to know what it's like to fail. If you want to succeed, if you want to be like the people that are successful or the people that are powerful, you have to know what it is like to fail. You have to know what it's like outside of that comfort zone. Because the people that are leading, you know, the world and or leading whatever they're doing with their craft or with their creativity, these people know what it's like to fail. They know what it's like to be away from their comfort zone for long, long periods of time. To understand the wisdom of light, you have to understand darkness. You have to understand these dark moments in your life. Now, I want to say you have to be willing to learn. You have to be willing to grow. You have to be willing to go outside of yourself sometimes to truly get what you want or to truly understand yourself. For people watching this, you know, people that might be going through this, if you're a creator, whether it's for content or you're expressing your creativity, art, music, whatever it may be, there are going to be times where you might feel like giving up is your easiest option. And giving up is always the easiest option. It truly is. But to try to complete yourself or to try to perfect your craft is a path many people cannot say they have taken. Something that I'm learning is to always do what you love. Now, even if you haven't done it before, if it's something new, then try it. If it's something that you want to continue doing, then by all means, you should, as long as it's not hurting anybody or damaging anybody or disrespecting anybody. We should always take some time away from our comfort zone. We should always take time away from the things that we think we know, or the life that we think that we have a lot of knowledge about. Always understand, like I said, that progress is personal, that self-development is personal. Never underestimate yourself when you are going through these things. Don't ever say that you can't or that it's not possible. There's no such thing as impossible if you truly want something. Thank you for watching. I hope you enjoyed, and I really hope this helped you. Make sure to check out all the other podcasts on the One Institution Network. Make sure you give me 5 stars. Make sure you like and subscribe. I love you. Peace.